Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Diddy. Yeah, we're going there again. Of course we are. Obviously, once hailed as the music mogul and cultural icon. I always just kind of thought of him as the guy that was in the background of Biggie's videos going, I like this. Is now facing a devastating reckoning as many former employees and industry insiders are coming forward with allegations of threats, sexual misconduct, and corporate funds being used to facilitate a toxic work environment, or as the government calls it, RICO, racketeering. Daniel Evans, a former music executive at Bad Boy Records. This is really interesting because this is what we're going to talk about here is going to get us into the inside of what Bad Boy Records was like back in the 90s. An area that, you know, we didn't really know a whole lot about other than the artists that were coming out of it. But what was really going on behind the scenes? Well, you're about to find out. Recalls a moment at Bad Boy Studios at Bad Boy Records in 1997 when Combs allegedly threatened a colleague's life in his New York office, saying, "I have so much money now that I could hire someone to kill you and nobody would know."
Jeez.
I'm guessing he kind of said it sort of like that. I'm not going to do a second take. Evans remembers him saying, at the time, Combs had just received a $6 million payout from the label's success, solidifying his status as one of the most powerful figures in the industry. So here he is. He suddenly gets this massive check, and he thinks, "I'm God." And this is relatively early on in his career. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Bad Boy Records, of course, home to a lot of big rappers, and we're going to talk about them in just a second. I want you first to remember, press subscribe on YouTube if that's where you're watching us so you don't miss our stories as we put them out all throughout the day on all of these cases. We have so much that's coming out, and you can check out the lineup and even get alerted when some of those drop. Or if you're on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, we are there. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of these updates. Continuing into this, Bad Boy Records, home to the notorious B.I.G. and other top artists, quickly became known for its extravagant parties, high-profile events, and a culture that former employees now say enabled troubling behavior. Evans and others allege that Combs often had sex with women inside of the label's Daddy's House recording studio, and that company money was, in fact, also used to fly in women from around the country at the request of Combs artists and executives. There was a course of conduct that became more egregious over time, said attorney Tony Busby, who represents multiple alleged victims. One lawsuit accuses Combs of raping a woman at a 1995 promotional event for the notorious B.I.G. She alleges that after the assault, Combs warned her, "You will disappear." Combs has denied all allegations, with his legal team calling the lawsuits fabricated accusations and claiming the hip-hop mogul will never, never sexually assaulted or trafficked anyone. No one.
Well, sure.
No one. He doesn't do it to anyone. I don't know why they sound like a weird drunken Englishman today, but however, multiple former employees paint a picture of an empire fueled by unchecked power. Felicia Newsom, who managed Daddy's House Studio from 1994 to 2000, recalls being called in the middle of the night after an employee refused to fetch condoms for Combs. "I told him, don't ever ask anyone here to get condoms," she said. Despite warnings from some senior staff, Bad Boy Records was largely run by young executives and interns, some of whom were underage. Evans remembers a 14-year-old intern propositioning him. She said, "If you ever want to get loose, you and I should kick it. But not tonight, I have a curfew." Shocked, Evans sent her home. But weeks later, she was back working in the mailroom. Reports of sexual exploitation escalated over the years. Crystal McKinney, a model, alleges that Combs drugged and assaulted her in the studio in 2003. That same year, another woman claimed she was gang raped by Combs and two associates when she was 17. Combs' reputation further deteriorated after surveillance footage surfaced showing him physically assaulting ex-partner Cassie Ventura in 2016, which, if you remember prior to that, the attorneys were also saying, "It's all lies. It's lies. People want to get money from him and destroy his career and reputation." And then everybody saw the video. And we're like,
sorry.
Maybe this stuff is true. Ventura, who filed the first of many lawsuits against him, alleged years of abuse, violence, and sex trafficking before settling out of court. Many in the industry who once admired Combs are now questioning whether they ever truly knew the man behind the empire or just looked the other way. One could think that he's just a disgusting human being, but that's not my memory of Puff, said longtime friend Jimmy Maynes. Or maybe money just gives people the freedom to be exactly who they really are, and he was that guy all along. I'd say he was probably that guy all along, but then you amp it up with money and basically you can do anything you want at any point in time. He really took it to the extreme of anything you want. Didn't matter laws, scarring trauma to other human beings. It was anything he wanted, allegedly.
Every day it's anew. And we said it early on, another day, another ditty. And again, it's the dam is open. Everybody is just coming out with their story. Like, 15 years ago, I had a run-in with Diddy, and here's how it went. And people, they're just not afraid anymore. They're not afraid of him. They see that he wields no power at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do anything to them.
I saw a bit of an interview earlier, and I'm going to see if I can find it here while we're on. It was a new claim. It was an interview that was done on Vlad TV. I don't know that I'm finding it. But it was also published in Vibe magazine. It was a former rapper, and I forget their name. Talking about when he cut ties from Diddy because it was just kind of like creeping him out. And I am just paraphrasing here. If you want to read it or listen to the actual interview, Vlad TV, there's one of the best sources for hip hop interviews around. It's also in Vibe. Basically, asserting that he felt that Diddy was asking him or talking about either carrying out or doing or something along the lines that would relate to some sort of sacrificial thing, like possibly with a person.
Ew.
Yeah, or something. I mean, it's like, it's kind of, I wish I had it because I could pull it, I could give you a little more on it. Let me see if I can just find this here. Diddy. Sacrificial. I'm sure I did not spell that correctly. P. Diddy's former Bad Boy Records artists allege he emailed them about human sacrifices.
Okay. So we're starting to cross over into the, we're already at what the fuck. What comes next?
I don't know. I'm gonna pull this up. I'm gonna read directly from the actual article. I'm gonna throw it up in here to the prompter so I can read it. And all right.
I mean, that's somebody with a God complex.
You think? And this is reporting, I'm getting this one from the Mirror US, just so you know. And this is, I'm literally going to read this word for word from the reporting from the Mirror on this this topic. Originally, though, I do believe it was in Vlad, on Vlad TV. Day 26, an all-male R&B group with members Robert Curry, Brian Angel, Willie Taylor, and Quanell Mosley, and Michael McClunney recently claimed Diddy had sent them an alarming email when they worked for him, long before the disgraced music mogul was arrested and charged with sex trafficking and racketeering charges, which he had pled not guilty to. He got onto the reality show boom in the early 2000s. The soulful boy band was manufactured on Diddy's 2000s music competition, making the band Four, which also was the birthplace of Day 26's sister group, Danity Kane. P. Diddy's chilling comments, as a rapper said, we all have a little R in, oh, this is, I just think, a little quotation. I'm, like I said, I'm literally reading here. During the interview, Day 26 shared how they reacted when they got an email from Diddy that allegedly referenced to human sacrifices. The alleged incident was confusing for them and even rattled them a bit. Day 26.
Can you imagine getting that email?
I wonder, I would love to see what that email is. Like, how is this worded? And was it part of the reality show? I mean, was it part of the show to, like, let's put something really creepy crazy in here for reaction on television? Or was this completely off the air and, like, literally just part of what the fuck he was talking about? I would like a little more clarification. Diddy's former Bad Boy artist, Day 26, made the shocking claim about the music mogul after his arrest. On Vlad TV, the cryptic email made them more uneasy, especially since they viewed Diddy as a mentor and father figure. Quanell, who now goes by Q, seemed to be the most affected by the email. And here's a quote from the interview. What about the trauma you put me through? What about when I read that email? He asked, referring to Diddy. That's why it's not just Sean that's guilty. They're all fucking guilty, man. None of Day 26's members shared a copy of the email or explained what was exactly said in the email, but Q did give general ideas. While they didn't expose what the email exactly said, they went into detail about how it impacted them, noting that it was horrifying. I'll keep it very short, he says. Things felt very sacrificial. When pressed to explain further, he said, I can't because I don't want to sound like I'm a conspiracy person, you know, because I'm not. But when you're under the power man or under a power man, it's just I can't go into details now. But, sir, I'll tell you, it felt like something some sacrificial stuff was going on, man. It felt very scary and weird to the point where I ran to get help. Diddy, of course, has continued to deny all of the allegations against him. His attorneys have issued a statement regarding the civil lawsuits filed against him. Andrea Wolf said, we cannot address every meritless allegation in what has become a reckless media circus. That said, Mr. Combs empathetically and categorically denies as false and defamatory any claim that he sexually abused anyone, including minors. She concluded, he looks forward to proving his innocence and vindicating himself in court if and when claims are filed or served. Where the truth will be established based on evidence, not speculation. In a second statement about the lawsuit, Diddy's attorney said to the Mirror, the press conference preceding today's barrage of filings were a clear attempt to garner publicity. Mr. Combs and his legal team have full confidence in the facts, their legal defenses, and the integrity of the judicial process. In court, the truth will prevail that Mr. Combs has never sexually assaulted anyone, adult or minor, man or woman. Diddy is currently obviously behind bars at the Metropolitan Detention Center as he awaits trial. He's pleading not guilty to all charges. So, sacrificial. I'd like to know more. I really would. I mean, it's a headline garnering claim, but that's a new one. Do we have anyone else saying Diddy's doing human sacrifices? I haven't heard that one yet. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I don't know. You're not exactly in a successful group of any type. You had some interactions with Diddy. I don't know. I just don't know. I'd like to see the emails. And then, okay. You have a little more credibility there. But how did you interpret sacrificial? What did that exactly mean? And how did that come to you that was the meaning of that? Others in the group have not said anything. So I don't know.
You know, it all depends on context.
Yeah.
You know, if you sent me something like that, I would take a look at it and go, oh, we're sacrificing something for the business or sacrificing our time. I would never take it as you seriously mean a human sacrifice. Like, there is no context here that I would ever go, wow, that's what Tony wants us to do. So
tonight, I'd like everyone to go sacrifice one of the homeless people in your communities on a stake of cherry oak. It must be cherry oak. And then you also, I need you to put a spear on top of it, a katana, and you need to have it facing southwest at exactly 184 degrees. I mean, yeah, that'd be fucking insane.
But think about it. They get this email. And that they know exactly what it means because all roads have led to this in a very strange way that this is not a surprise. You know,
all roads lead to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And it's a sacrifice in a Diddy world. Just grabbing the babies and sacrificing them on the coals. It's a Diddy sacrifice, a Diddy sacrifice, a Diddy sacrifice, head all. There you go. It's the original lyrics to Elton John's No Sacrifice.
Yeah, Elton's not real happy with you right now.
Hey, he got to change to
Candle in a Lane,
England's Rose, so I'm going to change Sacrifice to that of Diddy.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.